Last week, it was all about responsibility. Our inner voice, the ownership of our word, and ultimately speaking truth and our truth to ourselves. Being able to do that takes consistency, takes integrity, self-integrity, and it takes discipline. Welcome to episode 8 of the Mind Your Muscle podcast. Embracing the big deal.
Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast.
It doesn't matter how much you know. It doesn't matter how many courses you've done or doing or are planning to do. It doesn't matter how many trainers, coaches or mentors that you have worked with. If you don't apply that information and if you don't apply that knowledge, it doesn't matter. Because we're really good at gathering information and gathering knowledge. What we generally suck at is actually putting it to use. Now, there's a wealth of free information out there on weight loss. There's hundreds and thousands of hours of video content online for weight loss and various exercises. There's probably the same amount of information available on mindset, on motivation, on personal growth. So why are we all not winning in those spaces? Most people probably like to think, you know, that they get information, they take some actions around it, and they see results. I would ask, do they? Do you? Do you actually study your approach, complete a review or reflect, refine things, and then go again? Or do you just take action, get a result, then move on to the next thing because maybe the result didn't work or it wasn't what you wanted or hoped for? Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, that dude said, it takes 10 years to become an overnight success. And most of us want overnight success. We want the body now. We want the relationship now. We want the business now. We want the job now. We want the house now. We want the weight loss now. We are impatient. And of course, I massively include myself in that category. For a year or two there, I couldn't wait. Everything had to be 100 miles an hour. But you know what? If you travel at that speed, eventually you're probably going to hit a pothole, given the roads in this country, and crash. And when you do that, the impact is a lot worse at 100 mile an hour than it is for traveling at 30 mile an hour. Being impatient, well, that's a bit of a habit. Wanting it now is a habit. Being relaxed is a habit. Moving slowly is a habit. And it takes discipline to change a habit, to break the chains that hold us in the bondage of that habit. It takes discipline to be consistent in our approach. And when motivation runs out, and it will. And when willpower runs out, and it will. And when we run out of energy, and we will. When we don't feel like it, it takes discipline to have this do it now attitude. Normally, in order to get the result or the reward that we won't see immediately. So if we don't have that do it now attitude for the result or reward that we're not going to see immediately, then we're probably not going to get it. You know, I went through that very thing this morning, that very emotion. Right now, every weekday, I am doing a 7 a.m. training session for about 30 minutes. And then kind of just after it, I do an indoor row. Now, I've got my row distance up to seven kilometers now. And this morning, you know what? I didn't want to do it. I felt tired. I was going to sack it off. Thought, not really feeling it. But you know what? I started. All right, I just got on and I just started. And after about a kilometer, I thought, you know what? I'll maybe just do less today. Because I still wasn't feeling it. But rather than deciding to do less, what I done was I decided to get to 2K and then see how I felt. Now, truth be told, didn't feel much fucking different, okay? But I didn't have 7K to row any longer. I only had 5K to do. So I then started to break that down. I said, right, I'm going to push on again until I hit the 5K mark and maybe that'll do me. And I was close to quitting and I did feel that wall again at 5K. But at the minute, I've developed just enough discipline now to know that I can always push a little bit further. And I hit the 5K mark. And well, you know what? That was it. I was well over halfway, so I knew I could go on. And I was talking to myself. You know, I was pushing myself on. I was telling myself that this is just in your mind. It's only the mind that wants to quit. The body is just in motion. It's just moving. And sometimes, you know, we lose focus because we set a goal that's too big. And the discipline that's required to reach that goal and to bridge the gap from where we start to where we finish is just too big. In our heads, probably it's too big. But that's how we see it. We see it as too big. And whenever that happens and we're kind of moving towards a goal, like I was there this morning, sometimes we say, you know what? I'll do it later. And I could have done that this morning. I could have maybe split it up and done a few K in the morning and a few more in the afternoon. But you know what? If I did that, would that be keeping my word to myself? No. Because my word wasn't to row 7K a day. It was to row 7K after my morning training session. So to have that do it later attitude, so procrastinate, well, that's easy because the reward is normally immediate. And in the case this morning for me, it would have been rest. And as I said earlier, willpower doesn't last. It runs out. Willpower can actually start to work against you at times. If you get into this idea that it's a battle of willpower, what you're actually battling is habit. And if you're a regular listener to the podcast, or I don't know, five of you probably, you'll know that habit wins 95% of the time, more than 9 times out of 10. And that's a fight you should avoid. The odds are stacked. The game is rigged. It's rigged for failure. It's rigged for your failure. And when you fail, and ultimately, statistically, like I said, habit wins. When habit wins, habit gets stronger. It grows. It gains momentum. The habit is powerful. But do not fear, okay? It's not all bad news. Willpower, or the power of your will, okay, your will, can be developed. You just may have to start to develop it in maybe other areas of your life, okay, where the habit isn't as strong, perhaps. Smaller places. So develop your will in an area of doing something else, somewhere that the habit isn't as strong. Right now, you may have to choose your battles. We're never going to win the war with just one fight, because what it is, it's a series of many battles, and that's how wars are won. They are won in different battlegrounds, in different battlefields, okay? And, you know, I'm recording this just as there is the handover of power in the US, and all you hear whenever it's running up to the election results and all is, you know, the battleground states, okay? It's winning these battles, it's winning these states. It's exactly the same thing whenever it comes to you progressing towards your goals, all right? This isn't rocket science, but it kind of is science, all right? Because there is a process to it. And if we can start to develop your will through those many battles and winning them, like I did this morning, breaking down that row down into like 2K chunks and giving you a little more confidence, giving you a little more belief, giving you a little more strength, then what we can do is actually we can gradually increase your willpower that way. And begin to make willpower a habit in itself. Because if we just continue to try and argue with our habits, it's kind of like taking a water pistol to a gunfight or to put out a fire. And that yes, no, push, pull, fight, flight battle that goes on, all that's doing is just making the habit stronger. So we have to pick our battles. I kind of like to think about it like warming up for a training session or like pre-season training when I play football. We build up a little bit at a time. Add a little bit every time. We never just go straight into the session or straight into the game. We have to prep. We have to prepare. And to change the unwanted habit, we can learn to almost kind of quietly dismiss the thought that we're having about the habit without acknowledging it completely. So rather than fighting that, you know, I want or I don't want scenario in our head, we start to reframe the thought because we can create a different conversation in our head. Okay, and that's self-talk. We all talk it to ourselves, all right? We all talk to ourselves in our head. You're having conversations all the time with yourself, whether you realize it or not. Take smoking, for example, okay? It's just an easy example for me to try and illustrate for people because, again, people are going to fall into one of two camps, okay? So take smoking. Not saying take up smoking, okay? I'm just saying take it as an example. When the thought of smoking comes into your head, if you're a smoker, then you can change the conversation slightly by reminding ourselves, perhaps, that smoking doesn't exist for me, or I don't smoke, or I'm not a smoker. It's really easy for a non-smoker, isn't it, to pass up on the offer of a cigarette. Why? Well, they don't associate themselves with smoking. So they just say, well, I don't smoke. I'm a non-smoker. So they don't associate themselves with smoking. But if you're a smoker, then you do. You associate yourselves with being a smoker. Now, if we start to say something like, smoking doesn't exist for me, right, we're not ignoring it, you know, just hoping it'll go away. We're actually starting to make a choice. Because if we just try to ignore it, what's happening is we're going to fight to keep the thought out. But by choosing to dismiss the thought as not relevant to you, we can affirm that the thought is actually not part of your identity. All right? It's not part of who you are. You're not your choices. Okay? It's not part of who you are. Again, maybe say, I'm not a smoker. Now, those are words that we can all say, and those make us think thoughts like, well, I'm not a smoker. Okay, so we can all say that, we can all do it. Even if you are a smoker, you can still do that. I'm not asking you to believe it right now, I'm just asking you to think about it. Okay, and apply that to any situation. So we want to acknowledge it briefly and then dismiss it as unwanted. Okay, it just doesn't, it's nothing to do with me really. So what we're doing then is we can allow ourselves that opportunity to move our attention. So I'm a non-smoker. Or I prefer to relax by insert a healthier choice. And we need to have an alternative, right, when it comes to habit change. There needs to be a replacement right now for you if you're in the early stages of trying to change a habit. Baby steps, little steps. And when we move our attention to something else, we actually have a chance to break down and wear down the habit that we want to change. And with repetition, we can change it, replacing it with a new habit. We create a new habit in place of the one we don't want. And then we have to rinse and repeat. We got to dismiss the thoughts. We got to move our attention. And then we got to repeat our attention by setting our intention. And this is how you can start to build up discipline. We have to gradually crank it up, turn the screw. Okay, and it becomes easier to develop discipline when we have enough reasons. And good enough reasons for doing what we are wanting to do. I think I covered that in the previous podcast in episode 7. I just want to circle back around actually to something I mentioned earlier in this episode when I was speaking about almost skipping my morning row. I said I didn't really feel like it. Do you say that? You know, is there times in your day or whenever you're dealing with something that you kind of say, right, well, you know, this is part of my goal, but I'm not really feeling it. Or I don't feel like it. Do you say that? Maybe you say, I'm not feeling it today. You see, when I said that this morning, it actually sent off an alarm bell in my head. And it again goes back to speaking my truth and speaking my word. You see, when we say I'm not feeling it, straight away we have to recognize that that is habit talking. You've simply started to work from your feelings. No really sound, logical reason. Like this morning, why I couldn't. I just didn't feel like it. And when you work from feelings in those moments and let them drive you and decide things for you, you're going to sabotage what it is that you want. So if your goal was to get fitter or leaner or stronger, you're going to sabotage that. And not only sabotage it once, but you're also going to allow yourself an out. Okay, you're going to allow yourself an out for the next time that feeling comes around. Okay, the next time you say or you think, oh, I'm not feeling it, you're going to have started to create a habit of quitting. And that way out will start to become the habit. It only takes one. Everything starts with one. One step to success and one step to failure. The step after that is crucial. What you do next is actually a defining moment whenever it comes to moving towards your goals. And look, we ain't perfect. We won't always do it. We won't always keep our word, stay on track, etc. Okay? And that is okay. But high achievers, people who get results, they keep their word to themselves. Followed that, followed the training, took the advice, showed up when they said they would. People who do extraordinary things in this world and in this life are keeping their word to themselves every day. So a couple of questions for you as I finish the episode is, who are you? Which one are you? Do you keep your word to yourself or do you lie to yourself? Do you spoof to yourself? Are you disciplined where it matters? And can you critically evaluate what you do? Now that sounds a little extreme, those words critically evaluate. But simply for me, it just means, can you be critical of your actions, evaluate them, and then change them? If you're not going to change them, there's not much point in evaluating them. All right? So if you're not going to change them, there's not much point in evaluating them unless they are working. Okay, and we'll get into that probably in another episode. But those are the foundations for developing strength from the inside out. Because true strength begins in your mind. Nothing in our world, in this world that we live in, was created until it was first accomplished in the mind. It happens no other way. And when you begin to realize, when you begin to display and develop discipline in your thoughts, discipline in response to your feelings, and discipline when it comes to your actions and what you do, then, my friend, that's when you can start to get what it is that you want. That's whenever you start to move towards your goals. That's whenever you start to complete your tasks. And that is whenever you start to achieve the things that you say you want. So, thanks for listening, and I will catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.